good morning. Quarter to 6:25 degrees. Time for the best 5 minutes of the day. Jason Kanz in Eau Claire. Mark Halverson right here in the studio manning the controls. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning.
Neuropsychologist doctor. He's not going to operate on you. So just clarifying.
No. I always tell people I'm just going to ask you a lot of questions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good. Well, then we kind of turn the tables because I ask you a lot of questions.
Right, that's true. Yes, we both have asking questions as part of our professional roles.
So one of my kind questions would be for Eau Claire Road Repair, and thank you for the work they do, but it seems like whatever potholes they filled in on Birch Street, which is a very long, well-traveled street in Eau Claire, all of the pothole filling seemed to come out yesterday. So,
oh, no.
Yeah, so it was kind of returned to that. So I don't know. Again, that's not my area of expertise, but it was certainly reminders of Liberia, I think, a little bit in terms of roads yesterday.
Well,
also, I had lunch with Bob the Book Angel, is what we nicknamed Bob, and he gifted us 5 more books. Not dual copies, but 5 more to share, including the new biography on Tim Keller. So that was generous of him.
I've heard good things about that book.
I'm going to be reading the books that Bob has given now for the next couple of years. So,
indeed.
It was great to go deeper. And one of these Saturdays, I think he's going to maybe join us for breakfast. All right.
That'd be great.
This is the day 2 years ago that we lost Larry Crabb. And that's why we've been leading up to this with Crabb Fest, right?
Yeah, I was just journaling a little bit this morning and thinking about the loss of that friend and just how grateful I am that we've been doing this on the air in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And, just the reminder of how important he was in terms of not only how I think and process, but in terms of just a great friend.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that was really what it came down to.
In 24 years of doing talk show guests, in the last 6 years, I had a second show on WDOGO, but he's the guest who stood out. He seemed to have a greater genuineness, sincerity, authenticity, and love from a deeper place, and I'm privileged for that. So,
for sure. Yep.
So this is a book, I take it as a God incidence, that the book we talk about on the 2-year anniversary of his passing is A Different Kind of Happiness, that both of us, our endorsement is on this book.
Right. Yeah, I noticed that this morning, too, and I just kind of smiled. We both wrote endorsements for this, which, again, I think is an excellent book, one of my favorites of his. You know, and it really, again, looks at what does it look like to love well with a love that glorifies God and is other-centered. And, you know, I think he really presses us deeper into that question of what does love look like?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he does. And because there's, for years, people who knew Larry knew he talked about the 7 questions, and this is the book where they finally showed up. So let's alternate through what they are. The first question is, who is God?
Yeah. Number 2 is, what is God up to?
Number 3 is, who are we?
Number 4 is, what's gone wrong?
Number 5 is, what has God done about our problem?
Number 6 is, how is the Spirit working to implement the divine solution to our human problem?
And 7th and finally, how can we cooperate with the Spirit's work?
Yeah, I love that. I mean, I love all the questions, but that 7th one I've been thinking a lot about is, you know, I think the Spirit calls us to join in whatever's going on in this world. And, yeah, so that for me, that's the, I think he would have used the term pneumatology for that. And
Yeah, so it's a deep, rich, thoughtful book that after you read it, you're going to go, wow, I think I need to reread that because there's a lot there.
For sure. Yeah.
There is a lot to chew on.
All right.
So, and probably I think he would agree, boy, I wish it was called The Battle for a Better Love because that's a reference he frequently uses in it.
So. Yes.
All right. Yes, why don't we just do Philippians 4:1 today?
All right, so Philippians 4:1 says, therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stay true to the Lord. I love you and I long to see you, dear friends, for you are my joy and the crown I receive for my work.
I have some thoughts on just that verse without even going to your commentary, but here's what you say in Letters to the Beloved. Stand firm in me, beloved, upheld and encouraged by your brothers and sisters in the faith. When conflict arises, look to me. Arguments usually proceed from self-righteous attitudes. When you disagree, check your own heart for pride and inflexibility. Let your relationships glorify me. Your thought and then mine.
Yeah, you know, I think the for me, the that longing, that love for friendship is so important. You know, and I think, again, it's the relational nature of a Trinitarian God that stands out to me there.
I've counted it up. And Jason, when you read Philippians 4:1, I think it's six different ways that he refers to the people. I mean, it's just like he's enamored with them. And yes, on this day, we remember the passing of this great Saint Larry Crabb, who talked about relational theology, spiritual theology. The Bible's about relationships. Yes, obviously, that jumps out at you right there.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Yeah. And we're all called to do that.
We'll do it again tomorrow. Thanks, friend.
Good.
There we go. WWIB. Stephanie's going to help us wake up this morning.
I pretty much have been having cabin fever. We've kind of been stuck in our home for the last year with car troubles and everything else. So I could really use a vacation, and I guess I'm supposed to leave you a screen. So here it goes. This is how bad I want a vacation. Thank you.
TV has gone in a lot of different directions recently, Havel, from maybe back in the day when it was you had to actually go to the TV to change the channel.
Yeah.
To the growth of cable and satellite, and now people cord cutting and streaming services. But that has really gotten almost out of hand with the number of options there are. It's almost like a paralysis. Which ones do you choose? There are way, way more than I ever would have dreamed.
You could maybe rattle off, you know, a handful, maybe 6, 8, 10 streamers in the U.S., but globally, it really gets big.
Yeah, and so, again, some of the ones we know about. Yeah, there's Netflix, and there's Prime Video, and there's Hulu and Disney+.
Yeah, HBO Max is another one, and Paramount. So it kind of adds up.
Apple? And the thing is, you know, there's Apple as well, too. And some of these, too, you realize, well, I can't pay for all of these. But then some of the content that I want is on a dozen different streaming services. How in the world do I find out which ones to choose? But globally, there are way more that we've probably never heard of, never will access. But there's even more options than those, you know, 10, 12 that we can think of off the top of our heads.
Remember, I'm a kid of the 70s.
Three channels.
I remember my dad saying, go change the channel. To, you know, channels 4, 6, and 12, I could tell you what they were. NBC, ABC, CBS, what have you. Yeah, globally, there are now 826 streaming platforms in 157 countries.
826. And I remember, you know, going over to somebody's house who had Dish or whatever, and it's, wow, there's hundreds of channels. I don't even know that they had anywhere close to this many. And that's how many streaming services there are. So, of course, there's all the different options on each of those streaming services. It's almost too much.
It's a lot. It's a lot. So
maybe read a book.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, so, listen to the radio.
Well, and the thing is, sometimes, too, I think I found it's like, when there's too many options, I spend way too much time trying to decide what to watch. And that's when I do go back to, you know, some of my old standbys. So, you know, listening to music, reading a book. And I enjoy that a lot more than I used to now in my mid-30s. So, Nothing like the library. We'll give them a shout out.
There you go.
It's the WIB Wake Up Show, 16 past 8 o'clock. Caleb and Havel with you. Two special guests in studio, our friends from Feed My People Food Bank. And we have Suzanne and Tammy in the studio. Good morning. Great to have you back in at WWIB.
Good morning.
It's always fun to be here with you.
So tell me a little bit about this new initiative. I know Havel's covered it in the news, but Project Feed, what's kind of the heart behind that? How did that come to be? And I think we talked a little bit about this back in December, something that you'd realized was an unmet need.
Yeah, childhood hunger has always been something that's been very, very important, one of our top priorities. And so, but we do realize that there are lots and lots of kids who do not have services across our service area. And so this is our comprehensive initiative to serve all the kids, all ages, wherever they might live, and to make sure that they have some kind of programming in their school.
So what do you mean by Hunger Action Center?
Hunger Action Center kind of goes hand in hand with that. This is our new space. It's about 3,600 square feet that we've added onto our building, and it's meant to be to give us a little bit more capacity to serve the need today, because we have already started serving out. We have a garage door, and it's wonderful. We serve Pop-Up Pantry right out of the building, but also to give us space for Tammy and her programming crew here to look at innovative ways like Project Feed to really fill the gap and to try to be proactive to shorten that hunger line for tomorrow.
So, Tammy, if I'm remembering correctly, your title is Field Services Director, or was. Hopefully, yeah. I have it right. So, but again, you work a lot with some of the local agencies and see some of this need firsthand. What are you seeing when it comes to schools?
Right. Thanks, Caleb. Well, we're seeing that our partners are doing a great job throughout our 14 county area, but there are gaps. And there's students that are being missed, some in bigger cities, some in smaller rural communities. And it will be up to our team to identify where those gaps are so we can best meet the needs to make sure that none of those students are going to bed hungry anymore.
So, ladies, is it such that, I mean, the whole idea, Project Feed, I mean, people hear about you, we talk about you here, raising funds, et cetera, love working with you. But is there a sense in terms of this Project Feed and the Action Center that you also need to be on the go, going out to them as much as you get so much great PR all the time?
Yeah. We want to be proactive. We have to be reactive every day. We have to serve those that come to us for help. But it's time now to shift and to be proactive. We need to find those gaps, especially because so much of our service area is rural and the resources are scarce in some places. And we need to make sure that every kid, no matter what age, gets what they need. And Tammy was right. Many areas are well-served, or there's well-served sometimes at the elementary level and sometimes not the high school level. We need to just identify all of that. Connect our community wherever we are and just do a better job of reaching all of those kids.
And again, a massive service area that you have, 14 counties, very similar, and I think a God thing, very mm-hmm. similar to the WWIB listening area as well, too. So what's the call, Suzanne from Feed My People Food Bank here with us on the WIB Wake Up Show, what's the call to the community, to the public, in terms of how they can join with you? Is it helping you identify those needs? Is it monetary? Is it volunteering? Is it all of the above? How can they join with Project Feed to make sure that no child in West Central Wisconsin goes to bed hungry?
Yeah, it's definitely all of the above. Absolutely all of the above. We have been very fortunate last week to kick off. We had a wonderful financial campaign and to kick it off, but that just gets us started. So financial contributions are always what's needed to do this long term. But we also need, and it's a very good point you just said, many of the rural communities, you know, we don't know them like we'd like to. And that's part of what Tammy and her team are doing. But if there's somebody in a school, we know that we're only as strong as our boots on the ground. And we need a champion in all those schools. We need we need somebody to help us navigate and figure out how to do that, because we can't just go into the schools. We have to partner. So that's absolutely crucial also.
Mm. And Tammy, you guys are just getting this going in terms of Project Feed. So, I know that you had the Otto Bremer Trust. Every dollar raised during the event you had earlier this month, up to $50,000 was going to be matched. But you guys, pretty ambitious goal to get into every school district, right?
Yes, it is an ambitious goal, but we'll do it. Mm-hmm. We absolutely will do it. We're making some good progress already. I'm on my way to a school after I leave this meeting right here, and we're having conversations every day. Nobody wants to see kids hungry, no matter the age. And we need those relationships with our communities. You know the people that live there. You know the kids that you're serving, whether it be through the school or through another avenue. We need to do everything we can to have conversations and to get people involved. Mm-hmm.
So in a practical way, as we wrap it up, I mean, how can people, our listeners, what are you looking for from them?
Well, financial donations, if you go to our website now, you'll see the ability to give to this program. Although, most certainly, all the rest of our programs are still very strong and need to keep going too. But also, if you do work in a school or you are in one of these rural communities and you have thoughts, please reach out to us. We'd love to talk to you. Reach out to me, reach out to Tammy. We'll get a conversation started.
Very wonderful. Good. And again, Feed My People Food Bank, fmpfoodbank.org is the website where you can find out more. And again, you can always reach out to get more information, and they would love to direct you to the right place or right person. Tammy and Suzanne, always good to see you. Thanks for coming in here and telling us about Project Feed. And again, just praying that this massive endeavor is one that's just incredibly blessed because it's something that needs to happen.
Yeah, thanks so much. Thanks so much to both of you and all of your listeners for your continued support.
My name is Christian. My name is Kellen. And we have cabin fever.
Ah! Warning. Cabin fever detected.
WWIB, the WIB wake-up show. What do we got this morning?
We have some old-fashioned sayings that some folks say, oh, maybe we should bring these back. Now, again, some of these might be a little bit derogatory for people, so maybe use them with caution. But just so you know what you're saying, if you ever hear someone say, hey, you gobbermouth.
I don't think I've ever heard of any of these.
It's an old Irish term for someone who likes to meddle in other people's business. So it probably would be more accurately, stop being a gobbermouth.
Okay. Another one is a nashnab. It's an 18th century Northern English word meaning someone who just complains all the time. Stop being such a nashnab.
Kids, scripture says do everything without complaining or arguing. And it could also be translated do everything without being a nashnab. So,
yeah, there you go.
How about a snout band? Mm-hmm. A snout band is someone who always interrupts a conversation to correct or contradict the person speaking.
Yeah.
A snout band.
A stamp crab is someone who's clumsy.
A whiffle waffle. This is someone who wastes a lot of time.
A zounder kite. This is a Victorian word meaning idiot. Ooh, that's a little strong.
Oh, that is a little
strong.
Don't
call him an idiot, but if you say, you're such a zounder kite, they won't know what you mean.
Or don't be a zounder kite. How about a fop doodle? A fop doodle is someone, I guess, of little significance. It's really fun to say, though. You kind of want a personalized license plate that says fop doodle, but it's too many characters.
Oh, you're such a foozle. What does it mean? It means a conservative, out-of-date person, especially an old man, a dodo, a fogey.
A foozle. Two more here. A mafflered. A mafflered is a term for someone who's just, you know, not real coordinated, maybe a little klutzy. A mafflered.
There's multiple terms for klutzy people.
I guess.
And lastly, a muck spout. A muck spout is someone who swears too much.
You know what? Don't do that. Don't be a muck spout.
Yeah, for sure.
Use good language. A few old-fashioned terms. I'm trying to figure out what my favorite one of all of those is. Man, probably a wiffle waffle or fop doodle. Wiffle waffle or fop doodle are my favorites out of that.
I was at the Whibminster dog page yesterday, and wow, you're not kidding when you said there's a lot of dogs.
New record by a long shot.
How many is it?
So many dogs. It was, I think, around 80 or so. I'd have to get the exact
number. Yeah.
I think it was over 80. And so, yeah.
Wow, that's
tons
crazy.
To choose
okay,
from.
No wonder.
And again, we do want to remind you as well that it is one vote per person just to keep things fair. But you are absolutely welcome to share this all over social media and get people from all over to vote for your favorite dog. Whether you have a dog, I was going to say a horse in the race, a dog in the contest. So
it's not a fight. It's not a dog fight.
And the thing is, if you're a dog lover, just go there and see the dogs. Yeah. I mean, I think I saw on Facebook that your wife Peggy was like, well, hey, I'm not eligible to enter, so I'm going to vote for someone else. Otherwise, I would vote for my own because Athena and Wesley would be very deserving.